Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, October 2nd, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is. It gets stranger all the time. And very bizarre. Apparently, the latest episode is what is being called the Mandalay Massacre. I'll get back to that in a minute, but first, I thought it was interesting that last week I mentioned that Puerto Rico, and this is ancient history by now, based on what happened in Las Vegas, but uh, I mentioned that Puerto Rico was kind of a reboot of the administrative state, because if you understand the history of the administrative fourth branch, you know that William Willoughby, who I've discussed many times before, was kind of the pioneer of the current administrative system. His principles of judicial administration, published, I believe, through the Institute for Government Research, the IGR, back in 1919, I want to say, was literally the handbook, kind of the Bible of the administrative state and its original architecture. And that was obviously about 100 years ago, but he spent an extended period in Puerto Rico designing that architecture, or implementing that architecture and experimenting with it. And out of that experimentation of about 10 years in Puerto Rico came William Willoughby's book and the architecture that we subsequently saw here in the States. And so now, of course, there's an effort to reboot that. And so that was interesting that after Friday's broadcast, when I mentioned that, without getting into detail on how Puerto Rico will be a reboot of that administrative system, I thought it was interesting that during his tax speech on Friday, Donald Trump said, well, we're literally starting from scratch. This is what he said. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to begin by sending our thoughts and prayers to the people of Puerto Rico, who have been struck by storms of historic and catastrophic severity. People have never seen anything like this. We've undertaken a massive federal mobilization to assist Puerto Rico, including the presence of over 10,000 federal personnel, including 5,000 U.S. military and National Guard personnel, led by a very, very strong and talented three-star general. All appropriate departments of our government, from Homeland Security to Defense, are engaged fully in the disaster and the response and recovery effort probably has never been seen for something like this. This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water. We're closely coordinated with the territorial and local governments, which are totally and unfortunately unable to handle this catastrophic crisis on their own, just totally unable to. The police and truck drivers are very substantially gone. They're taking care of their families and largely unable to get involved, largely unable to help. Therefore, we're forced to bring in truck drivers, security, and many, many other personnel by the thousands. And we're bringing them onto the island as we speak. We've never seen a situation like this. The electrical grid and other infrastructure, were already in very, very poor shape. They were at their life's end prior to the hurricanes. And now virtually everything has been wiped out. And we will have to really start all over again. We're literally starting from scratch. Ultimately, the government of Puerto Rico will have to work with us to determine how this massive rebuilding effort will end up being one of the biggest ever, will be funded and organized, and what we will do with the tremendous amount of existing debt already on the island. We will not rest, however, until the people of Puerto Rico are safe. These are great people. We want them to be safe and sound and secure, and we will be there every day until that happens. Likewise, we're working closely with the Virgin Islands on the disaster recovery, and that effort is going very, very well. Both governors, I have to tell you, of Puerto Rico and of the Virgin Islands have been extremely good. They are working so hard, but there's nothing left. It's been wiped out. The houses are largely flattened. The roads are washed away. There is no electricity. The plants are gone. They're gone. It's not like, let's send a crew in to fix them. You have to build brand new electric. Sewage systems wiped out. It's never been anything like this. So there remains a lot of work to do, and we will work with the folks that we're working with right now. They're trying very, very hard, I will tell you that. But nobody's ever seen anything like it.
There you go, President Trump. As always, full of entertaining sound bites. Big water, lots of water, big water, ocean water. But in all seriousness, that bit about starting from, we are literally starting from scratch. You heard it. See, we can't, I'm not sure, quite frankly, if even he knows what he's saying in this instance, but I would take it literally. And I don't think it's just infrastructure. And people will say, oh, yeah, well, you know, obviously starting over from scratch as far as infrastructure is concerned. Well, what accompanies that infrastructure? Doesn't bureaucracy and public policy accompany that infrastructure? And haven't we heard that we heard Friday that it was 10,000 troops and personnel, including, what, it was upwards of 7,000 troops, I think. And then there was an additional, what, 1,400 or so, 1,700, something like that, over 1,000, nearly 2,000 National Guard troops that were being sent. And you look at the images, the guys that are down there, whether the videos that are being shown are stock footage or some form of contrived video, or they're authentic. In other words, they're folks that are down there in the relief and recovery effort now. Obviously, I don't know. But based on the footage that I've seen, leaves me scratching my head. A lot of the folks down there in the video footage look like contractors. You can see the folks. I forget who was speaking last week down there, and he was flanked by a number of folks that look like plainclothes contractors. And then there were guys suited up in tactical gear, black tactical gear, who appeared to be passing some kind of supplies, probably food, off of a truck into some secure facility, whether it was an embassy or what, I don't know. But the point is, the folks that I have seen in the videos look like contractors. So we hear military and government personnel, including FEMA. But FEMA is, that's a few numbers. So the point is, without getting too far off on this tangent, we'll see what, but you know, my suspicion is that Puerto Rico will receive a reboot of the administrative system from 100 years ago. I think it's one of those years. I mentioned William Willoughby's trip to Puerto Rico 100 years ago, his principles of judicial administration 100 years ago. I've talked about how convenient it is that this year, it's October now. What did I say? October surprise. It appears maybe Vegas is the beginning of that, which is awful. But this month marks the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution. And so I've been saying for months, if not until last year, beware the October surprise. And look, we start the month with the Mandalay Bay Resort incident, which we'll talk more about here in a little bit. But I think, just to kind of conclude the thought on Puerto Rico, I think we're going to see a reboot. I mean, it's kind of a Reconstruction era military reconstruction effort meets the administrative system reboot. And so I believe that's what will be installed. Like I said, I mean, doesn't that make sense? Folks will say, well, it's just infrastructure. Come on, let's not get carried away. Well, how does the infrastructure reconstruction work? Haven't we been told it's 10,000 military and government personnel and more on the way? And what we're hearing in the talking points through the mainstream media is just another one of those red herring misdirection arguments where we hear, oh, people are upset. You know, why aren't you doing more? Why aren't you sending more? Why isn't there more happening? More and more and more. No, I don't think so. I think there are a number of us, myself included, who are saying, hold on a second. Whoa, slow down. What are we doing here? Obviously, helping people is important, especially United States citizens, as they say. That's a term we shouldn't be using anymore. Should vanish from the pages of history. Folks should be citizens of the several states, but I digress. So, obviously it's important to help people, but isn't how that's done, isn't that important? Isn't how Puerto Rico is rebuilt important? I dare say it's going to be, it's a technocrat's grand dream. Do whatever you want on this little island. Turn it into a technocrat's grand dream with smart grid technology and all kinds of fun toys and the administrative architecture, technocratic architecture to run it. If you watched the President's Cup last week and into the weekend, you probably saw the SAP thinking commercials. And Clive Owen, the Drum ran an article on September 29th. Clive Owen visits runways, malls, people's kitchens, and factories in new SAP spot. You just watch that commercial and you'll see what I'm talking about. We ought to play it. Maybe we'll play it in the next segment here. But the way that the article goes, software solution giant SAP is debuting a new commercial as part of its Run Simple campaign. Turn thinking into doing, basically. And it features a dapper Clive Owen in numerous settings while thinking about thinking. This is the normalizing of the technocrat's grand dream where, like World Economic Forum has been saying in the fourth industrial revolution, everything is thinking. What you'll notice in those commercials, very, 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 very few people Where are all the workers? Ah, yeah, we don't need them. Everything's thinking and doing. Where are the people? Curiously absent. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Things that think these days.
Thinking planes.
Thinking cars.
Thinking phones.
Businesses are thinking.
Factories are thinking.
Distribution plants are thinking.
Plant plants are thinking.
Even your toaster is thinking.
Honey, Kawhi Bones in our kitchen?
I'm leaving.
I never mind, he's leaving.
There's so much thinking.
Even this thing is thinking.
Is this thing thinking?
This thing is thinking.
Businesses are up to their necks in knowledge. Let me illustrate that for you. Scratch that. Terrible idea. But what if a business could turn all that thinking, endless thinking, into doing, to make better decisions?
Make a difference.
Make the future.
Make all this make sense.
Not tomorrow, not next week, while you think about it a little more, but right now, this moment, this second.
Is there a company that can help you do all that? I can think of one.
So there you go, Clive Owen for SAP, turning thinking into doing. The SAP commercial is titled SAP, Let's Do This. It's on the SAP Facebook channel. And like I said, I mean, this is, you know, people don't realize, but I think technocrats take this quite literally. In the end of the commercial, around the 45-second mark, it's about a minute long, you'll see a boardroom with a picture, an image, two video screens on the wall, two flat screens, an image of the world on the left, and a bunch of stats on both screens, and a boardroom with no people in it. 10 empty chairs, it looks like. 10 or 12. And that's what technocrats envision. I think there are 10 people in the entire video, 10 or 12 people. I think there are about as many people throughout the entire video as there are the number of chairs in the boardroom. So he goes all over the world. He's in all of these different places. Just as the article points out, runways, malls, people's kitchens and factories. And guess what? There are no people. So it's not people thinking. Well, what's thinking? What's doing the thinking? And this is interesting because, you know, in the technocrats world, which includes scientism, science is a religion, which incorporates eugenics always. You can never get away from that. The more you look into it, the more you invariably run into a Malthusian contingent in the technocratic world. Well, you know, the numbers tell us, the data tell us that fewer people would be better. And so, you know, not only that, but, you know, stupid people shouldn't breed. This is kind of a technocratic eugenicist mantra, which is dangerous because stupid is a relative term in that context. What do I mean? Well, we're all stupid compared to someone. So if stupid people shouldn't breed, that means no one should, even these people that say that, even the technocrats that preach that. So the people that say that, I say, ha ha, you first. But not really, it's not funny. But remember the Bible, I always come back to Genesis chapter 9 in particular, and the reissuing of the command after the flood to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Really, it comes down to that. You know, intelligent design is an oxymoron, or redundant, I should say. It's redundant because who or what's doing the designing? And you think about, when you really think about it, the Darwinian nonsense, neo-Darwinism. Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. So just to conclude this thought real quick, wrap this up. Again, just to kind of connect the dots. The SAP commercial, Let's Do This, turn thinking into doing, that doesn't have any people. Who or what's doing the thinking? Because around the world, there are about 10 people left that are present in the commercial featuring the dapper Clive Owen. And so the point is that a couple of things. That is kind of the image that you can think of that will be implemented and instituted down in Puerto Rico, a reboot of the administrative nonsense and hijinks that was implemented down there and then brought here 100 years ago by William Willoughby. Read his Principles of Judicial Administration for more on that. The Institute for Government Research, of course, became the Brookings Institution. He was instrumental in that. Along the way, this is one of those think tanks that just kind of popped up out of nowhere to think up all of these old school bad guy ways to condition us all, social engineer us all into believing that this is all great. And along the way, we shouldn't be around because, again, the technocrats and the eugenicists are really kind of the same camp. Technocrats are always sort of they sneer at the common folk because the common folk aren't smart. But neither are the technocrats, really. At some point, we're all not too terribly smart. And the technocrats don't realize that they're working toward hastening their own demise, not just their fellow man, unfortunately. They're the folks that we get the numbers from. You know, and like Benjamin Disraeli said, as Mark Twain attributed to Benjamin Disraeli, Mark Twain popularized the saying in chapters from my autobiography back in 1906 when he wrote, "Figures often beguile me, particularly when I have the arranging of them myself," in which case the remark attributed to Benjamin Disraeli would often apply with justice and force. There are three kinds of lies: lies, damn lies, and statistics. And that's basically what the technocrats come up with. They come up with statistics to justify their nonsense, that we have queried the data and the data say. They call they're essentially the soothsayers, the godfathers of data, the high priests of data. And in scientism, science is a religion, well, you know, the high priests interpolate the data, which is ridiculous. Anyway, there's always the eugenicist theme lurking somewhere in the technocratic agenda, and you can see it in the commercial. The fact that there are no people at the table in the boardroom speaks volumes to me. And as I said, incidentally, intelligent design is redundant and natural selection is an oxymoron. Who are what's doing the selecting? Who are what's doing the designing? It's redundant. And you'll recall, as I always mention, a friend of mine reminded me a while back, "Chris, what is the full title of Darwin's book? The Origin of Species." That's all you ever hear people say. That's not the full title. The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. Again, an oxymoron. Or The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. And there's, you know, we'll talk more about that later. But speaking of origins, folks should look up an entry over at the University of Virginia, virginia.edu. It's on one of the subdomains on eugenics. Three generations, no imbeciles, Virginia, eugenics, and Buck versus Bell. No imbeciles. See what I mean? Stupid people shouldn't breed, but we're all stupid compared to someone. The title of the article is Origins of Eugenics, from Sir Francis Galton, who is the father of the term. And cousin of Darwin. I believe cousin. I don't remember exactly, but read about their correspondence together. He's the as I've said before, in one letter, Galton expresses glee to Darwin, saying, "I really enjoyed reading your book and says later it frees us from the theological argument that all life is precious, that it's priceless. And now we can say you're biologically inferior, therefore you must die. And we can even get people to say that themselves. Hey, I'm biologically inferior, therefore I probably shouldn't procreate, as they say, which is very tragic and unfortunate. Again, the operative mindset should be Genesis chapter 9, where the command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth is reissued. Not only is it reissued in verse 1 of chapter 9, God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And remember, Peter reminds us, only 8 people made it out of the flood. Noah and his wife, their 3 sons, and their sons' 3 wives. 8 people. People say we're all descendants of Adam. Well, maybe we should examine Genesis chapter 10 a little closer. Not just because of Noah's family, but the descendants and the names that we hear about, particularly in the battles of Ezekiel, for example. But I digress. So not only is the command reissued in Genesis 9, chapter 1, but it's then reissued in verse 7. Not just verse 1, but verse 7. So verse 7, as for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it. We lost the late great Jim Mars recently, and he was one of the folks that talked about this nonsense that we hear from the technocrats. There are too many people. If we get more people, then the earth will be overcrowded. It's already overcrowded. Jim Mars says, no. Hold on. Look at the studies. I forget how he put it. We could fit 7.5 billion people inside of Texas. I'm sure Texas wouldn't appreciate that. And we could give everyone an acre and fit everyone inside of a slightly larger area, but not that much larger. So I forget exactly what the size is, but it's not nearly as large as what most people would think. So now people are being herded into these rural areas in what some folks are calling rural cleansing. Gary Sanders, who's on this broadcast a few weeks ago, regarding the fires and this effort of rural cleansing, we talked about it. He sent me an article over the weekend, posted back in June of 2015 on a site called The Daily Herb, or The Daily Herb if you want to look it up, thedailyherb.com, The Daily Herb. And the article title is Telling on Themselves, Rural Cleansing in Idaho and Montana. And from the article, it reads, one of the most startling clues I've ever run across lately comes from a July 1st, 1998 newspaper article in the Montanian, which is published in Libby, a tiny rural town in northwest Montana. And it has the heading, Did she just say that? In the article, Libby County Commissioner Rita Windham informs us that she and other commissioners were approached by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, FWP, state land manager Darlene Edge, with a proposal to cooperate in driving rural residents out of the Montana countryside into cities. When commissioners responded with horror, Windham says Edge replied, "Can't you see where we are doing you a favor by forcing people to move from rural areas into the urban areas? That way you can close roads. Why don't you work with us and move these people out of the rural areas and into the urban areas so cities can shoulder more of the responsibilities and the county can save money?" This exchange took place in a meeting regarding a document called the Wildlife Program Draft Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement, of which only 300 were published. According to Wyndham, there was very little public input because the few public meetings held were so poorly advertised. It's always a consensus building exercise, isn't it? That's all. They publish poorly because A, they don't want the general public to know about it, and B, really it's just a consensus building exercise where they can have their plants and the audience to convince those that are genuinely and authentically there to give public input, to find out what the heck's going on, to indoctrinate those folks so that the talking points then can be funneled out to the general public in consensus building exercise. It's a Jedi mind trick. You want to move to the bigger cities. We want to move to the bigger cities. I talked about this 10 years ago. I think it was more, actually. It was about 12 years ago. 11, I want to say. I want to say it was 2006. Maybe it was 2007. I forget it. I think it was 2006. There was a piece of legislation that corresponded to the Biodiversity Convention and the Rewilding Initiative. We're talking about the Why to Why initiative at that point. Why to Why. Of course, you can go to y2y.net. So Y, the number 2, and y.net if you're not familiar with that 600,000 square mile land grab from Yellowstone all the way up into the northern provinces of Canada. The Rewilding Initiative that Dr. Michael Kaufman talked about. Why Do Why co-founder on the website today, Harvey Locke, is among the nominees being considered for the world's leading animal conservation award. Naturally. Harvey's one of the folks continuing Murray Strong's awful work. And you can just see, if you just read for yourself what's on the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative website. They try to hide it, mask it in propaganda and so forth, but you'll see. I'll leave that to the listener, because we have other business that we need to get to, and we'll come back to that later anyway. But shocking admission. So again, speaking of that, read the rest of the article. Telling on themselves, rural cleansing in Idaho and Montana. And this is what we've been talking about I've been talking about this for 10 years. The broadcast that I'm thinking of in particular about 12 years ago was a result of legislation that was on the table in Washington. And as a result of the broadcast that I'm thinking of, five people ended up going to Olympia and challenging the legislation that probably would have passed unbeknownst to most folks. I remember watching the legislative session back then. It was televised on the web. And that piece of legislation, unfortunately, didn't go away. It went back in the drawer, as all of these things always do. But since the entire country wouldn't take the Marxist technocratic boot that Maurice Strong and company was trying to force down their throats in Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Convention and so forth, it was piecemealed out into the states. And obviously it hasn't gone away. As the article points out, it never went away. Folks that don't understand that this is an issue, or are told it's not, Well, from the article, if we are paying attention, we can catch public officials and media pundits additionally telling on themselves by their perpetual use of disinformation. One common bit of disinformation used to mislead the public is the repeated statement that Agenda 21 is an outdated and non-binding document. You can always tell a trained operative when statements similar to this one come out of their mouth. Here's an article displaying this strategy, how the UN's Agenda 21 affects Kootenai County, Idaho. That's from KEAlliance.org. Just 2 or 3 weeks ago, and again, this was back in 2015, the author writes, I submitted a comment on the above article. I commented that Agenda 21 is no outdated or irrelevant document because in 2012, the United Nations held another summit called Rio Plus 20. In which the members reaffirmed Agenda 21 as the working document for the 21st century. It's become the 2030 agenda, of course, right? Still the same thing. They also reaffirmed their commitment to the Convention on Biological Diversity. The webmaster declined to publish my comment. Imagine that. To back up my comment, here is the quote found on Wikipedia entry Agenda 21. And it mentions the 180 leaders from nations that participated in the reaffirmation of Agenda 21. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Final segment already of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Among the other awful things that are posted, unfortunately, on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page, you'll see a post from September 25th, and it's also on the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page from a week ago, today, September 25th, from crosswalk.com, with my words, same thing, intelligent design is redundant, natural selection is an oxymoron. On that, it's interesting, and again, this is just kind of ancillary, part and parcel to the technocratic movement and agenda, herding people into the big urban centers, and then it's easier to engineer folks in those areas. You know, Larkin, Texas calls in to mention Norbert Wiener and cybernetics and the closed-loop control system. Sometimes I was kind of reviewing that a little bit last week and into the weekend, and it's interesting how those mechanics play into not just the smooth functioning of a system, but also you know, von Neumann's game theory and the breakdown of a system, really. It's not just the engineering of a smooth functioning system. It's also the breakdown. I don't want to get into that right now, but it's what we see happening in this society, the way that it is just kind of coming apart at the seams. One can't help but think of those nefarious forces at work. But I digress. We'll come back to that probably later this week. So the entry from Crosswalk, speaking of the documentary titled Revolutionary, says, 20 years ago, biochemist Michael Behe sparked a revolution with his landmark bestseller Darwin's Black Box, selling over 300,000 copies. Now watch Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines, and get the dramatic story of how Behe came up with his revolutionary ideas, how opponents tried to silence his ideas in court, and how recent scientific discoveries have confirmed and extended Behe's work. The problem I have with these efforts is that they still kind of sort of tend to kind of lend themselves toward a what I would call a counterfeit or a pseudo-Christianity, leading folks away from the God of creation. And that's really all that matters in the end. All of these discussions, they're pretty much mindless chatter. The point I was going to make about this kind of discussion, well, I'll save that for the beginning of the first hour, and then we'll move on. We'll talk more about Vegas and other headlines when we come back. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN.